This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
Hour one nugget.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. That was Thomas, Andrew's son, a few years ago now. Bless his heart. Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. Today, I'm bringing you part 30 of God Accepting Me. We're going to look at Ephesians, the first chapter, and verses 9 and 10 today. But before we begin, as I did right at the very beginning of this series some months ago, I want you just to say these words out loud. God accepting me. Say it again. God accepting me. And just once more, and this time what I want you to do is to open up your arms really wide and just say those words again. God accepting me. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that as your children are listening to this via Worship Radio 247 or on the podcast at Podbean, whatever way they are listening, Father, I pray in Jesus' mighty name that you would pour your love and your joy and your peace into your children now. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And glory to God. This is what Ephesians, the first chapter, and verse 9 and 10 says. God, says Paul, has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan to fulfill his own good pleasure. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything in heaven and on earth. You know, I'm going to tell you something that I wasn't sure I was going to tell you, but yesterday I began the live program and I was having a conversation with somebody. I can't go into details, but I will just say I was talking to this person and I was so upset and downcast by this conversation that I abandoned the live show and at 1 o'clock UK time put on last week's repeat. I couldn't do it live. I just couldn't manage it. I just couldn't do it. That has never happened to me before in over 30 years of presenting live radio. That has never happened to me. But what happened got the better of me. It completely and utterly overtook me. And I now know it was a vicious attack from the enemy. Had I just, instead of freaking out about what was going on, if I had just said, God accepting me, if I had just opened my arms and said, God accepting me, his love, his joy, his peace would have flooded into my heart as it has right now. And I wouldn't have abandoned it. So, Father, please forgive me for overcoming or being overcome by the wily darts of the evil one. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name to forgive me. And I promise you, Father, that will never happen again. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your love and your joy and your peace. God has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ. A plan to fulfill his own good pleasure. And this is the plan. Are you ready? This is the plan. This is what God is going to do. At the right time, he's waiting at the moment, but at the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. And what I mean by everything, what I mean is this: everything in heaven and on earth. Nothing is going to be forgotten. Nothing is going to be pushed to one side. God will bring everything together. So you think about your own life. You think about what's going on in your life right now. You think, why is all this stuff happening? That's what I was thinking yesterday. Why is all this stuff happening? You see, Satan knows Jesus's plan. Satan knows God's plan. Satan knows what's happening. He knows he hasn't got long. For if Jesus is coming back, we know what's going to happen to Satan. He is going to be imprisoned for 1,000 years. He knows it. His minions know it. And they don't like it. So they want to cause as much disruption as they possibly can right now. That's what they're doing. But because we're human, sometimes we fail. And yesterday, I put my hands up. Yesterday, beloved, I failed. And if I could possibly tell you the details of why I failed, I know to a man, every one of you would say this. Oh boy, I can understand that. I can understand why you failed. But we have to be strong. In times like that, we have to turn to Jesus and say, Lord, you are accepting me. Lord God, I know you have a plan. Lord, don't leave me like I am now, for I need to be with you. And that's how I felt. Whilst all this was going on, I felt like saying to the Lord, Lord, just call me home. Let me come home now. I've had this. I'm done with this. Let me just come home, Lord. And the Lord would speak deep into my heart and say to me, you can't come home yet. There's too much to do. There's much work that you must do. So you must stay where you are, doing what you're doing. For I am with you always, says the Lord, even to the end of the age. We know, beloved, as we look at this particular verse, two verses in Scripture, that Jesus and his Father and the Holy Spirit, they have a plan. So anytime you think, you know what, why is evil one winning all the time? How come all these people are rolling rich and living the way that they are living? Why are there so many evil people in the world? What's going on, Lord? When is this all going to end? We know it's going to end because God has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan to fulfill his own good pleasure. Are you listening? Are you with me here? And this is the plan, says Paul. At the right time, at the perfect time, at just the right moment, he will bring everything, say everything, everything together under the authority of Christ. Paul goes on to say, everything in heaven and on earth. How amazing is that? That is our Lord. That is what he does. And that is why I worship him constantly. That is why I love him. And that is why I know that he is accepting me. God is accepting me because he is a God of love. And that is what he does. Many people might not accept me, but I know this. My God and my Savior accepts me. And for that, I give him glory and praise and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.